going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Kevin from Arlington is. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah.
And Kevin, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday on the men's room at 5:40?
I was not.
Oh.
That's okay. That's okay. We're on the same playing field.
You sure are. But right now, Steve, I need for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Kevin is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the capital of France?
Paris?
Correct. How many pairs of wings do bees have?
4.
No.
2.
Yes. Comic Sans and Arial are both types of what?
Font.
Yes. What is Austin Powers' middle name?
Pass.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt was afflicted with what disease?
Polio?
Correct. What U.S. road sign is shaped like a triangle?
Yield.
It is. How many rounds are there in the NFL draft?
6.
No.
12.
No.
10.
No. Which drummer has the nickname the Thunder God?
Pass.
What is the standard unit of kinetic energy?
Pass.
What does Ariel give Ursula in exchange for legs?
Her voice.
Yes. What is Austin Powers' middle name?
Shaggy.
No.
Mig.
No. No, but you know what? You got 6 correct. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Danger.
Don't say it. When
he's not in here yet. I promise.
I'm glad you knew that one, Danny.
It's so good.
Andy's back. Steve Miggs,
yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Oh, boy. What is the capital of France?
Paris?
It is. Good. How many pairs of wings do bees have?
They have 4.
No.
6?
No.
2.
Yes. Comic
Tatum
Sans.
Tatum was beekeeping yesterday. She actually got to hold a bee.
Aw. Comic Sans and Arial are both types of what?
It's not very impressive the way I just said that. Oh, the bee. They are fonts.
They are.
I like Arial.
What is Austin Powers' middle name?
Austin Powers for parties.
No.
Austin Eric Powers.
No.
I don't know. Powerski.
No. Wow. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was afflicted with what disease?
Polio.
Correct. What U.S. road sign is shaped like a triangle?
Great Pearl Jam record. Yield.
It sure is. How many rounds are there in the NFL draft?
There are 6.
There are not.
There are 9.
There are not.
I believe there's 7.
There are. Yes. Which drummer has the nickname the Thunder God?
John Bonham?
No.
Eric Carr?
No.
Dave Grohl?
No. What is the standard unit of kinetic energy?
Ah,
You're speechless. Steve?
And I'm brains in the same spot.
Yeah, I'm just completely brain farting. No idea.
You got six correct, and that is a tie.
Oh,
Kevin, you tied Mr. Miggs 6-6.
Wow.
Good job.
You too, my friend. Two ties today.
What is happening?
I don't know. Don't kink shame me.
Well, neither of you knew, but Danny did, what Austin Powers' middle name is.
Danger's my middle name.
Oh. I've never seen the movie,
What?
Yeah. You love dumb movies.
This is worse than Titanic.
I know. I'm actually offended by this one.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Steven has the drop in his box, and he hasn't seen the movie. I mean, I know enough. It's a spoof on James Bond, and he's horny, and he says,
yeah, baby.
He's random.
He's got the cat. He's got a little mini version of him.
The Thunder God is Rick Allen.
Oh, from Def Leppard?
Sure is. The standard unit of kinetic energy is the joule.
Yeah.
And the one that you did not get to, but our friend Kevin got correct. What does Ariel give Ursula in exchange for legs?
Gold.
No. Her voice.
Oh, okay.
You know, I feel like a lot of our callers, they say they play really well until they get on the phone and then they kind of choke a little bit. You tend to choke in person.
I do.
When we play Beat Migs in person. And we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to do that, to beat you in person during Sunrise de Mayo, which is happening at the Red Dog in Puyallup in Sunrise Village a week from Saturday, May 3rd.
It's coming up real quick. So yeah,
sure,
come hang out with us. We're going to start the party at noon and have a great time. It's kid-friendly, dog-friendly, great food. It's going to be a blast.
All the details at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
This Sunday, I get to MC Walk MS at Gasworks Park. It is a cause very near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Our whole show is going to be there, and we're going to give you more details when we chat with Laurie Johnson. She is the president of our local Greater Northwest chapter of the MS Society after Smashing Pumpkins. This Sunday at Gasworks Park, we will be participating in Walk MS Seattle. And Steve Miggs, I'm so excited for you to come to your very first walk.
Yes, for once, when you say we, it actually means everyone on the show.
Danny, you got to go last year. It was your very first experience. And I'm so excited to have president of the Greater Northwest Chapter of the National MS Society on with us right now, Laurie Johnson. Good morning, Laurie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure. And I'm so excited for Steve to see this event for the very first time, because the first time I participated in Walk MS, Laurie, that was probably 11 years ago now. I was just moved to tears and so amazed at the amount of support in the Seattle area for people living with MS.
It's an amazing event. And for many people, Taryn, just like you, it's the first time that they are connecting with other people who are impacted by MS. So it's the first time that they see they're not alone.
Well, I know even for me, like, you know, now getting to know Taryn, I've known you forever, but now I've gotten to know your family and hang out with your mom as well. So it hits a lot harder. And I think for some of the rockaholics, maybe don't know the connection that you have with MS and why it's so important and near and dear to your heart. And we're hoping that it raises as much money as possible. It'd be great for you to share that.
Yeah, my mom was diagnosed in 2009. And Laurie knows this story a little bit. My mom didn't want anybody to know for the first several years. She didn't want anybody to think she was sick. She didn't look sick. She wasn't acting sick. And she didn't want anyone, you know, feeling sorry for her, having any pity. But then when the opportunity came for her to kind of, as we called it, come out of the MS closet, she was so blown away by the amount of support from folks like Laurie and the National MS Society, especially on a local level here in Seattle.
So just to go back to what you said about with your mom and just being, didn't want to come out of the MS closet, as you said, is that something that you've seen before where people just don't want to share it at first? Because I think it's important to share that way. More people will be inspired to help and donate, whether it be financially or at least help spread the word. But have you noticed that where at first people are very hesitant to share that they have MS?
You know what? Everybody responds to this diagnosis differently. So some people come out swinging. They get the diagnosis and they join Walk MS or Bike MS right away. They tell all their friends and family and rally support. And some people keep it a secret for many, many years. So it really depends on the individual, but we think that we're stronger together.
Yeah.
So we think if you can muster the courage to come out and see that you're not alone, in this diagnosis that there are thousands and thousands of people who are fighting for a cure and to make sure that you have the support you need. It just helps you do better overall on this journey.
Laurie, you bring up such a great point about, you know, there's people that will be at the walk that were diagnosed last week, and there's people that will be at the walk that were diagnosed 30 years ago. I remember there was a team that won Rookie Team of the Year just a handful of years ago in Seattle, and the girl that was the team captain was diagnosed the week before Walk MS. And then she just had this amazing community rally behind her, and they blew everyone away.
That's exactly right. I went to a walk last year and greeted somebody at the front gate and said, "Who are you walking for?" And she said, "I'm walking for myself." I said, "Oh, tell me when you were diagnosed." And she said, "Thursday."
Wow. That just gave me chills.
That's heavy.
It can be really powerful. And the thing that I love, and since this is your first time at the event, this is what I would encourage you to do. Just look around and see the people who look a little bewildered, and walk up to them and ask them, who are they walking for? Mm. So often it's their first event and they're walking for themselves or their wife or their mama or somebody that they love deeply. And the emotion of just being there with other people, being connected in community, is so powerful. It's just one of my favorite days of the year.
And Laurie, now I'm crying because it's also one of my favorite days of the year. I've made this comment before, being a part of the National MS Society, getting involved with it. It's the family you never know, you never knew you needed, and the family you didn't necessarily want, but you just become part of this community, and it's one of the most supportive places that I've ever been in my life.
Yes, we like to say MS is the worst way to meet the best people.
Wow.
That's so true.
Then I have a dumb question for you, Laurie, if you don't mind, because I told my daughter that, hey, I'm going to be doing this walk MS thing. And she's five. And I was like, would you want to go with dad? Have like a little daddy-daughter day. We'll go out, enjoy the great weather. We'll get to check out, you know, she's never been to, is it
Gasworks Park?
So she's never.
Gasworks Park. Oh, it's so beautiful. There's a view of the city from there. It's amazing.
I've been there many times. It'll be fun to take her. And then her only question was, and I'll have to ask you, because I know it's walk MS. Would it also be okay if it's scoot MS? Because she wants to bring her scooter.
Of course.
All right.
MS, and we'd be happy for her to have the experience that she wants. There'll be lots of kiddos there, and there will be donuts.
Oh,
see, I already sold her on the fact that there might be dogs. Now you're telling me there's donuts as well.
There's also donuts.
Then Tatum's guaranteed to go. I'm already definitely going. Now I 100% 5-year-old approved.
Come for the walk, stay for the donuts.
Anybody who wants to participate can come. There's no ticket price. There's no entry fee. We would love if you attend and you feel inspired by the mission that you would register yourself, because the number of people we have at our Walk MS events helps us have more power in Washington, D.C. and in Olympia when we are being advocates for people with MS, when we can say this is how many people in our community support the MS movement.
The site will open up at 8:30. The opening ceremony is at 9:45. Laurie, I'm so excited that you guys asked me to MC this year. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh my gosh, girl. I can't imagine this event without you. I'm so grateful for you and everything that you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Laurie. And if people want more information on Walk MS Seattle, KISW.com, that's where you can find everything you need to know. And we will see you Sunday at Gasworks Park.
Thank you. Thank you both. I can't wait to hug you. Bye.
Thank you, Laurie. Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you Sunday.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The LA Kings are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they're going viral for a weird choice for their national anthem. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Los Angeles Kings are in the Stanley Cup playoff series, yep. And they kick things off this week by having harmonica players perform the national anthem. They're from the Koreatown Senior Center.
And people have, unreal.
People have varying opinions about this. There was no vocals involved. The crowd decided to step in and help sing along.
Have you heard it?
Yes. And it's bonkers. A lot of people are into it. A lot of people are not.
Let's hear how it sounds. Danny, have you heard it?
No.
Okay, here we go. This is very interesting. I got to imagine if you're at the game and all of a sudden that starts, you're like, are we being punked?
It's really odd.
And this is the cool part, though. Then all of a sudden, people just start singing along, and it made what was kind of weird to be kind of cool.
And apparently, they have a class at the senior center. So this is the whole class has been participating and performing this.
Do you think they started singing because they're like, we just can't let this keep going without vocals?
So wild.
And then you like see some of the players, and the players just look a little puzzled. It's pretty great. The funny part is they won that game. They beat the Edmonton Oilers. So then all the Kings fans are like, well, that's the good luck charm. Because you know how sports fans are.
Gotta invite them back.
It works until it stops working. So they're like, they got to come back. And then the ladies were like, we're not sure if we can do it because our voice, our throats from blowing, I don't know.
Harmonicas.
Harmonica blowing. I don't know if we could handle them doing another day because they're older. But then they actually did do it and they won again.
Oh my God.
They're up 2-0 against the Edmonton Oilers.
It might be the secret sauce.
It could be.
Well, many people have voiced their opinions on these harmonica performances online. So let's go straight to the comments.
So we decided to get what some would say is one of the great harmonica players of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Dylan.
You know,
John Popper.
I tried. We did not have robot versions of them, but we did have a robot version of Stevie Wonder.
Oh, nice.
Because he did play the harmonica from time to time.
All right.
All right. Clearly, you don't know that for sure, but I've seen it. All right. So here's the first comment about the LA Kings having harmonica players for the national anthem as read to us by robot Stevie Wonder.
I've never felt so patriotic. America. Yeah.
Here comes the next comment.
So what's f***ing next? Are we going to have people play the kazoo?
I'm sure they have already.
We love some kazoo from time to time on live night.
That's
it sounds very nice.
I mean, is it much worse than harmonica? I mean, I know if you playing a harmonica is harder than playing the kazoo, but I mean, they both sound just as obnoxious.
Wow.
Oh, are you a big harmonica fan?
I have a soft spot for a harmonica because my grandpa used to be able to play it, and I could never. He gave me his harmonica, and I was never able to play it. And I was just like, "How do they do it?"
Did he have his own little case like that was in his jacket?
Yes,
that's amazing.
He had his own little case. He used to play it, and he had like four or five of them, and he would just wail away on them. And I was like, "How, Grandpa, teach me your ways?" And he never did.
See, maybe you have a soft spot. I think I have like a annoyed spot in my heart because Tatum has a harmonica, and when she busts that thing out, nothing makes me want to run out of the house quicker.
Let me guess, did like a grandparent gift that to her or something? I know
somebody.
Your Sid did not give it to
no.
you. No parent would give their child a harmonica.
No.
Next game, have Blues Traveler do it. I'm sure John Popper ain't doing jack shit. Go Kings.
Okay.
I think actually Blues Traveler is on tour right now.
Are they?
I think they
How
are.
How do you know that?
I know weird things.
That's very true.
Not bad, but I think I preferred the Predators' bongos.
Oh, the conga player.
Oh.
This one was awesome.
Motion, can you see by the dawn?
Okay, both equally as odd.
Maybe they need to do a duet.
In 2025, let's just start having the most, like, odd national anthems everywhere.
Right, the theremin.
Yeah.
Just get anything. A recorder.
Ha, that'd be awesome.
This is worse than when the Predators had the bongo player, and I thought that was the worst thing ever.
Okay, one guy likes it, the other guy hates it.
How do you feel, Steve, about the bongos?
I loved it.
You like the bongos?
I thought it was stupid as F. When I first saw it, I'm like, this is so dumb. What are we doing? And then he started singing and playing along to it. I'm like, you know what? I actually, he won me over. It's pretty cool.
Little toe tapper.
Did you like it?
Sure.
They have to change their name to the LA Harmonic Kings now.
That's like great.
That. That's perfect.
If they keep winning, I'd imagine somebody's going to make a t-shirt that says the Harmonic Kings.
Yes.
All right, we got one more comment.
That was the most ridiculous national anthem I have ever heard.
I don't know about that. I think I can find one that's even more ridiculous. This was Danny V at an Everett Aqua Sox game.
Thank you.
That's my favorite part. Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
Awful. And then you hear the crowd start booing. It's still to this day one of my favorite moments in all of baseball.
For the land of the
free. Okay, I'm good, though. I think I'd rather listen to harmonicas.
All day.
All day. Every day.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a postal worker that was arrested because they were not only delivering the mail, they were also enjoying some adult beverages with the residents on the route. You're going to hear from one of those folks during What's Trending After Queen. You wake up, you grab your phone. It's oftentimes information overload, Steve Migs. You know what's super helpful? When you and I break it all down for the Rockaholics by telling them what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Migs Show?
Do you know your postal worker very well?
I mean, I wave at the person.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, there's a postal worker that does more than wave to the people on their route.
Okay.
This postal worker was also drinking with the residents on the route. So you're going to hear from one of those residents just in a minute here. But there's a new interview out right now. Billy Morrison was on Ozzy's Boneyard channel, where Ozzy Osbourne was kind of breaking down just as much of the intensive training regimen as he's having to do right now to get ready for the big Black Sabbath final performance. That's happening on July 5th in Birmingham. Here is some of the audio.
I'm in heavy training for this Aston Villa thing that's coming up. Wait. I haven't done anything for, this will be 7 years. And so I've been through all this surgery. It really is like starting from scratch.
What sort of training?
Well, it's endurance training.
What kind of training do you think? He's 70-something years, like 76?
Yeah, something like that.
And I mean, but he's got the health of a 95-year-old.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's doing anything too crazy.
No.
Right? He's not doing like an intense CrossFit routine.
The first thing to go when you're laid up is your stamina. So believe it or not, I'm doing 2 sets of 3-minute walks a day, weight training. I've got to get going, you know.
2 sets of 3 mini walks? What did he say?
Well, he's really grinding it out. I mean, I guess you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? I mean, he's not wrong. Like I think it was, was it Derek from Sum 41? I saw a video of him backstage before his band would perform. And the way that he would get ready for the shows, which I thought was kind of interesting, he would pretty much sing the entire set to warm up his voice, but he would do it while, like, running in place, doing jumping jacks, doing, like, you know, like, burpees. And the reason why he said he did that is because during a show, I mean, you've seen them.
Yeah.
He's running all over the stage. So he's like, I need to be able to sing with that kind of, you know, endurance, because I'm putting my body, you know, I'm basically doing a workout for an hour and a half, and I need to sing while doing it.
I'm pretty sure that Ozzy's will not be the same as Derek's, but you know, he's got to get that stamina up to even do what they're saying could only be maybe a couple of Sabbath songs with a lot of special guests: Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, Pantera, Alice in Chains. A lot more are going to be on that bill.
Just think of a metal band, and they're probably there. Yeah, I mean, honestly though, he sounded pretty good. I expected him to sound a lot
right.
Yeah, okay, he sounded pretty, like, high energy.
I could also understand him for the first time in a long time, which was weird.
It's those three-minute walks. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because, like, I remember way back in the day, I mean, he would sound like this.
I just made my mind one day. I've always had my mind for so long.
And now he sounds like this.
I'm in heavy training for this Aston Villa thing that's coming up.
I mean, it's not...
It's okay.
It's better. It's better, right? All right, let's talk about the postal worker that likes to drink on the job. It's a 33-year-old United States Postal Service driver arrested for DUI. Of course, this happens in Florida. Happened earlier this month while she was on duty. She was invited to a house party while she was en route. I don't know how late is she delivering mail or how early are these people partying. But anyway, she pops in, has a couple of shots of vodka, and then gets in trouble because, well, that's frowned upon. You're not supposed to be doing shots of vodka while you're on the job delivering mail. In fact, here's one of the people who live in the neighborhood talking about what happened.
We saw a mail truck driving in the wrong direction.
Okay, right off the get-go, that's a big giveaway.
In the same lane that we were in, she proceeded to drive in zigzags all the way down the road until she got to the stop sign, where she proceeded to kick a Solo cup out of the side of the mail truck. She was literally off-roading in the mail truck.
Wow.
Employee of the month.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at taking down Steve Miggs this morning? You've had two ties thus far, Steve.
Both 6-6.
Could we get another 6?
Oh. The number of the beast?
Yes.
Not the same week as the Pope's death.
Oh, God.
Steve has a current record of 122 wins, 48 losses, and 33 ties in 2025. If you'd like to play, call now, 206-803-ROCK. We've got Beat Miggs coming up at 8:50.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.